Sports. I'm Jason Dinesen. The Minnesota Twins beat Kansas City last night 5-3 at Target Field. The Twins scored four runs in the sixth, including a solo homer from Brooks Lee, and starter Zebby Matthews pitched seven innings to pick up the win. Manager Derek Shelton says Matthews settled into the game and showed maturity.
I think between innings, Pete did a really good job of, you know, getting him back on track. And then once he kind of got in the flow of the game, it seemed like in the about the third inning, he got in the flow of the game and was able to execute pitches and settled in. But there, I mean, there's going to be steps of maturity, like you're saying there, and I think we saw one tonight with Zeb.
Center fielder Byron Buxton left the game after crashing into the outfield wall to make a catch in the third inning. Shelton on what he asked Buxton between innings.
First one was just general, hey, are you okay, number one. And that's more Nick talking to him, going through different things. And then when he and I started talking and he told me where it was at, it was just there. It's, you know, I mean, he's way too important to us to take an at bat to try. And so I just kind of took it out of his hands and said no.
The Twins and Royals play again today at Target Field at 1:10 with Joe Ryan getting the start for Minnesota. The St. Paul Saints saw their five-game winning streak come to an end as they lost to Indianapolis last night 8-3. The Minnesota Lynx go for their seventh straight win when they play a Saturday matinee against Seattle at Target Center today. Tip-off is at noon. The Minnesota Vikings will hold a three-day mandatory minicamp next week. New offensive lineman Ryan Van Demark comes to Minnesota from Buffalo and provides depth up front.
A bunch of cool guys on the team and just fitting right into the room. I mean, you know, it's like open arms and they welcome me like to a new family, so it's pretty sweet.
Minicamp runs next Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. I'm Jason Dinesen. This is MNN.